The official name is almost bigger than the park itself, the Roseland Village Joe Rodota Trail Linear Park. Divided into two areas, one with six sturdy pieces of exercise equipment, the other a play structure for smaller kids that looks like a railroad engine, sits adjacent to the Rodota Trail at the back of the future Roseland Village site. Sonoma County Regional Parks Director Carol Hart says this represents the first instance of a new approach to providing recreational opportunities in that area.
We had this vision of creating a greenfields course here several years ago, and the idea of creating linear parks in this area that's so park poor. So you have this little section, then you have another section that has something else, maybe a little cafe somewhere. So you have these little parklets all along what used to be just a trail that people zoom by. Now it becomes a park in and of itself. We've seen this all over the country. So this is like our beginning version here in Sonoma County.
The construction of the $170,000 project didn't take nearly as long as the preparations for it.
It actually takes a long time to deal with getting the utilities in. You know, we have the water here, thanks to Kaiser. So it's been probably 18 months to get this thing from approval of all the funding to today.
The small park is part of a much bigger endeavor, noted Jim Letty, Special Projects Director for the Sonoma County Community Development Commission.
This is the seed that launches the orchard. This is the first part of investment by the Board of Supervisors in not only adding important recreational uses and family uses, but leading to the ultimate development and redevelopment of the Roseland Village.
A part-time branch of the county library opened in an existing building there about a year ago, sharing it with a community center space used mainly by the neighborhood Boys and Girls Club. And Levy says bigger additions are now not that far off.
It's going to take us about a year to get the financing, permitting, and entitlement process done to bring it back to the Board of Supervisors. September of 2017 is our target for that. And then from there, in 2018, our hope is to start building the one-acre park / open space. And then from 2018 to 2020, finish everything else.
The handful of county officials on hand for the opening were well outnumbered by a lively batch of Roseland Elementary school kids wearing bright green T-shirts. They waited patiently through the few brief speeches before rushing out to try the exercise stations. Superintendent Amy Jones-Kerr sees much more of that ahead.
My mind is going bonkers right now, already thinking how we're going to incorporate using this with our PE program. I'm already envisioning the kids walk over here with their teacher. We set up little circuit stations. They get some fresh water. We incorporate the trail. I mean, we are very excited.
Also on hand, quietly, for a group of mothers from nearby. One of them, Juana Quinone, said she and her six kids, aged 5 to 15, will also be frequent visitors.
Before we didn't have anything, just buildings and more buildings. Now, yeah, they're going to come and work out on the area where they have more exercise, get out more, because it's not too far away from here.
You too?
Yeah, probably.
With his own deep roots in the neighborhood, Supervisor Efren Carrillo was proud and appreciative of the significance of this small but shiny new park.
We know that parks create healthy communities and bring families and communities together. So for Roseland Village, this is another step to fulfill the long-term vision for this community. There will be a plaza here, there will be housing here, there will be a community center. I hope that there's a library here on this site, and this park complements that vision. It's a big deal.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.